Okay. All right. Well, this is the Moonlight Village Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2 joint regular meeting. It's Friday, January 16th, 2026 at 10 a.m. And I will note that we do have a quorum. We have Shane Wilson and Ryan Sparks, who are both present. Also present is me, Betsy Russin. We also have Chase Hanusa from the Connection Group and Lauren Warburton from CLA. So with that, we will call the meeting to order since we do have a quorum, and we'll jump right into the preliminary action items. First off, we'll consider approval of the agenda that we have here before us. Any questions on the agenda or anything else we'd like to add?
No questions on the agenda.
All right, I'll entertain a motion then to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
All right.
Seconded.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks, Ryan. Next we have so I won't step through all in favor since there's only two of you here, and that is the quorum. But next we'll confirm conflicts of interest disclosures. Are there any additional disclosures or potential or changing existing conflicts of interest that exist prior,
Not
anything
to my
new?
knowledge, nothing new.
Okay. And just a heads up that we do have an annual conflict of interest form that we'll be sending out here shortly. And it's just, it'll be a reminder of the business disclosures and conflict disclosures that you made when you were made a board member. And then you can look and see if there have been any changes. But we do like to just it by statute, we do have to renew that annually. So keep a lookout for that. Next is public comment. I don't see any members of the public present. Are there any members of the public at the location?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right, then we'll move on from there to the action items. First action item is approval of the November 10th, 2025 joint special meeting minutes. They are a part of the packet. Any question as to those meeting minutes?
Nope.
No questions.
Okay. One thing that did come up with that, I think we had talked about, and maybe I'll ask Lauren if you can comment on it later, the engagement of an auditor. I don't believe we have engaged an auditor yet, or that Dave has made a decision yet. And so I'll just bring that up. But otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the November 10th, 2025 joint special meeting minutes.
Call motion.
Thanks, Shane.
Seconded.
And thanks, Ryan. So noted. Next, we have the financial statements. So I'll turn it over to you, Lauren, to present those.
Awesome. Thank you, Betsy. Do you want to go ahead and just scroll down for me, or should I share my screen?
Nope, I can do it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay, so I know we're on a bit of a time crunch here, so I'm just going to summarize, but if anyone has questions about individual line items, please just stop me as I go through. So first thing we have here is the balance sheet. Looks like total assets are sitting at just over $2 million. And that's made up of the general debt service and capital projects funds. So most of that is sitting currently in the debt service fund. And then we do have a little bit in the general and capital projects funds. And then accounts payable, we do have a small amount sitting there of just over 9,000. These are just for expenses that we have incurred in December but hadn't been paid by year end, so that those should be paid in January. And then if you want to go ahead and scroll down for me one, Betsy. The general fund here, it looks like revenues are coming in at just under $650. All of that is interest income. And then total expenditures are sitting at just under 58,000. And that is within our appropriations for the year, so we're not planning on any budget amendments, but this is made up of the administrative costs for accounting, insurance, and legal. And if you can scroll down for me once again, Betsy. Debt service fund, very, very simple here. It looks like revenues are made up of interest income, currently sitting at 50,500, and no expenditures in the debt service fund. And then capital projects fund here. Interest income came in at just over 3,000. And then the only other revenues we have here are the acceptance of reimbursable costs. So that is the majority of the revenue here. So we're sitting at just over 9.6 million. And then on the expenditure side, totaling 15.4, just under 15.5 million. Most of this is the recognition of costs that we talked about up above, and then the repayment of reimbursable costs that came through the requisitions that you should have seen throughout the year. I think these were paid out to Diamond Creek Development. And everything else looks like bond issuance costs at 500,000, and then smaller amount of 8,300 for engineering costs. And that is everything. So, happy to answer any questions if there are any. If not, I believe we're just looking for a motion to approve the unaudited 2025 financials.
Is it to approve or to accept?
Except, thank you, Betsy.
I'll make.
If I Oh,
Sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
can I jump
Go
in
ahead.
really quickly?
Yes.
So, Lauren, thank you for that. I have a quick question. We received an email from Cindy last week, and I'm curious if I think it asked for invoices. Is that and Cindy Coleman is
Okay.
the reference. Is the intent that she was looking for invoices to be paid from this account?
I think her request was so that we could complete the financial statements if we hadn't received all invoices that had been incurred for the year. So, sometimes if we have a working capital fund, we will handle those requisitions ourselves. So we have an idea of, what expenses have already been incurred. Versus if the developer or the district is paying those invoices and we haven't seen them on the CLA side, we just like to get a copy of them to make sure that we're putting those expenses in the financial statements.
Okay.
So I can't say if we're missing any, Ryan, just
So
right offhand, but
can this be amended if the invoices aren't included?
definitely, yes.
Okay.
But I do want to say these have been reviewed by Shelby. So I'm pretty confident we are not missing anything unless there's something that wasn't expected in the first place, right? Like our usual administrative costs.
Okay.
So I don't expect anything to change.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Shane, if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept.
Seconded.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Shane and Ryan. We'll jump back in and thanks, Lauren. Next is just administrative non-action items. And just to remind you, we just finished out 2025, the annual board member training for the Open and Public Meetings Act, because there's statutory changes from time to time. And because the auditor wants us to, under statute, all trustees are required to redo that training annually or to do that Open and Public Meetings Act training annually. So with that, we'll move on to item six. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
You want to do that one, Shane?
All
I second.
right. Okay, well, thanks everybody. I think we, 9 minutes. I think we're good.
Thank you.
Betsy, real quick question, Betsy, just on is that link on the will that take us to the training?
And I can have it. It's on the agenda
The
packet that we
agenda.
send
Perfect.
out. If it's PDF and it won't allow a link, I can just resend it to you.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much. I'll remind all the fellows and myself in a week or so.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
Have a
thank
good
you.
day. Yeah, thank you,
Bye-bye.
everyone.
Good one.